Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
After falling behind to a brilliant set piece, Fulham showed a really strong reaction in the first half, but the same reaction wasn't shown in the second half. Didn't probably create enough chance to
play. I fully agree. Afternoon all. Very good evening. Yes, first half was good. Balanced first half, not one team on the front foot. Really, we knew how they are going to start or try to start. I think we were solid. We are in a good shape. It was difficult for us to break up ourselves, and was not the first half with many chances for both sides. Of course, as you said, they scored an excellent free kick from Arnold, and our reaction was really good. I think we had some very good moments as well, some counter-attacks, some moments in open play moments as well, even under pressure to try to build like normal we do it. And was fair the result at half-time, because the reaction was good, and I really we think we deserve the equalizer and deserve the goal in that moment. When you expected to start and you prepare and you spoke to start at the same intensity that second half, the way you conceded the goal, I think was really hard for us to take. Probably a moment, a good chance for us to make a good counter-attack. Our left-hand side, the right-hand side was again open, something that we planned to explore, and we did during the first half in some moments. Was open, we gave the ball away, and they scored in a very good strike. And from that moment, yeah, I agree. The reaction was not so good, like it was not good enough, was not like the first half reaction, and was more difficult for us to create chances to equalise.
Really? Marco, can you talk more about their second goal? Because it seemed sort of preventable. How disappointing was it to concede that?
Yes, the second, even the third. I think the third goal that the way was the goal that killed the game, because it was the moment that we made double change and with Com Carney to give it a bit more creativity for us in that area, and with Harry Wilson on the right hand side, straight away you concede the second goal, the third goal. Sorry. Again, in one moment that we should be stronger in that challenge, we are a little bit soft in the challenge, and they won that challenge when our defenders should be much stronger, because it's a moment for us to stop that situation. And after the goal from Jota, and the way we conceded the two goals, the second and the third, two goals during the second half, it was really hard for us. And again, we have to learn from that situation for the future to not happen again. Because after that, it was more difficult for us to react. Yeah.
Tom.
Okay.
Hi.
Historically, Fulham have been one of the teams to cause Liverpool problems on a regular basis. It didn't happen as much today. Why do you think it was compared to?
Yes, again, we go in the same direction. I think first half was the game was more or less the same, and in the same direction that the last three or four games we played against them. That is the reality. Went more or less in the same direction. Ballast game, the way they scored in a great free kick, the way you reacted, the way you tried, and we equalized the game. And I have to say that first half was in the same direction. Good game of football, really competitive. We matched them in all the moments of the first half. And second half, I agree with you, was not at the level that normally we do when you play against them.
Alexander.
I have a question, Mr. Silva. In your first season, you got Fulham promoted last season to finish 12th. Now you're like
10th.
10th last season. 10th last season and 12th
now. Yes.
Yeah.
It's opposite.
What was there to achieve at Fulham? What's the next step? Is there that, like, a risk that Fulham can turn into, I don't know, a Palace, a team that always like languishes between 10 and 14, which is a pretty good achievement considering that a few years ago the club used to go up and
First, we have to keep focusing in our season. In this season, we have more 4 games to play and 12 points there to fight for, and this should be our focus. Until now, of course, as you said, it's been already a long journey, but very, very good journey for this football club. The last almost three seasons already, and of course, the ambition is to try to get always more and more and more. But we are playing a really tough competition, and we have to prepare ourselves as better as you can to keep improving. That is the thing. And not big difference in terms of points. Of course, last season, as you said, we finished 10. We are 12 now. And for the next games, you want to add as more points as you can, because they are there for us to fight for. And after, you have to analyze the season and to start to prepare the next one and see what we can do to improve the squad, as always. And to keep fighting to improve the quality in our club, to keep growing the club, to be more ready for the level that we are playing.
Final question, Mike.
Marco, you've always had the rub of the green against Manchester City, but they have still to come here in 2 or 3 weeks. Is there a better team than Fulham to protect the integrity of the title race when you're in mid-table? Because you showed no signs, or very few signs there, of clocking off and getting ready for the beach.
I think we have been showing that we, I think we are, and I have really a group of players there inside that dressing room. There, something that they have without doubts is 100% professionalism and to fight always for the shirt. We don't, we have points to fight for. Doesn't matter what the type of race the other teams they are, because now we are going to play against Palace, and after you play, you have the derby against Brentford, and last game is going to be against Luton, and the second last is going to be against City. And to be honest, all the games, they are going to be really important for us. We don't make any difference between them. I understand the question, but no one can put nothing in doubt in this football club and about our football players as well, because we have been really professional in every moment of the season.
Okay, thanks everybody.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.